Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. That's the name of the podcast, same as the radio show, and you can listen to what you missed.
All right, well, of course, a lot of the world's attention is focused on Israel, and particularly what's going on with Hamas over the weekend. Hamas carried out a rather large-scale terrorist attack on people in Israel. Of course, they come from the Gaza Strip, which has been controlled by Hamas for about 15 years now. You know, it's the size of Washington, D.C., this part of Israel. Yeah. Do you know how many people live there?
2 million.
2 million.
Yeah.
That is a lot of people packed into, I don't know what the population of Washington, D.C. is, but I don't think it's 2 million, is it?
No, it's a tiny little strip that's densely populated, and they have no jobs.
D.C. is a little over 700,000.
Oh, so there you can see density of this population.
The reason Israel and Egypt on the other side blocks entry and exit is because the Palestinians who control it, the Hamas terrorist group, can't be trusted. Because if you opened that border, they'd be pouring in and doing what they did over the weekend all the time.
Right.
You know, they are taught as part of the culture there that Jews have to die. They have to be exterminated. So, you know, they try to contain them in this it's a desert wasteland. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I see the video and pictures, I'm like, wow, well, I might as well just live out in the desert. And
Iran props it up, and so does Qatar. They both give money out of Muslim solidarity.
Well, now the only way they can get anything is on the Egypt side, because Israel clearly is really clamping down on the border in an operation to obviously retaliate against Hamas, but also try to rescue these hostages. Over 100 people were taken. A lot of it centers around this music festival, the Supernova Music Festival, which, according to this map, was just 3 miles to the Gaza-Israel border. So this is where the terrorists went and took a lot of the hostages.
I mean, they were shooting people in the streets, dragging bodies in the streets, killing children, killing elderly people, kidnapping them. I mean, this is some of the sickest stuff anybody has seen anywhere in quite a while. This is ISIS stuff. So, of course, Israel is going to bomb the crap out of them now.
Deborah doesn't have her headphones on, so I'm going to say this, but...
She does now.
Well, she does now.
I have my headphones on. Eric, no.
I have to tell them. I saw a video online of Hamas entering a kibbutz, which is a community in Israel where there's a bunch of different families living on a piece of land, and they all work the land, and it's all a big community. And they shot a family dog point blank twice as the dog was trying to bark at the Hamas terrorists to try and keep them out of the kibbutz.
These are really sick, violent, barbaric.
No, they're animals.
Yeah. Except you don't see animals doing this. I don't know what to call them. I mean, they're as vicious as human beings can possibly act against dogs, children, elderly people. They have to be bombed to hell. I mean, the perpetrators do. Otherwise, Israel's going to get this every day of the year. And then there's other terrorist groups that hate Israel. There's other countries that hate Israel. This all goes back to Iran. And I wonder what the next chess move is, because Israel will flatten whatever they have to flatten on the Gaza Strip. Then what happens? Since this is Iran calling the shots, what does Iran do in response? And then does Israel go and try to take out Iran's nuclear reactors, which they're about two years away from having their own nuclear weapon?
This music festival story is fascinating. It was actually near dawn on Saturday, but people were still dancing and enjoying the music. And a couple of partygoers noticed on their phone small black dots. They were motorized paragliders approaching from Gaza in the west. So some of the Hamas militants came in, like paragliding in.
Yeah.
The beat of the music became confused with gunfire as the militants stormed the festival. A siren went off, incoming rockets, gunshots. Some partygoers continued to remain oblivious because of all the noise and confusion. They couldn't tell what was going on. Some people thought that the rocket noise was like part of the festival. And then people noticed that there were bullets flying by. And as I mentioned, this is one of the places where they took a lot of hostages from the music festival. And again, in case you don't know, Hamas took hostages because this is their way of trying to make sure that the retaliation from Israel isn't so severe that it wipes out many of their own people. So they are using this as a bargaining chip and claiming in a video released earlier today that they will execute hostages if Israel hits any civilian locations in the Gaza Strip. There's another fascinating story about the Iron Dome. Clearly, you know, there are rockets going in both directions, not just Israel bombing Gaza, but the militants are shooting back. And they've had this Iron Dome system. It's a missile defense system. I don't know if you knew about this. They claim that it's 95.6% successful. And they claim that there was a bunch of rockets fired by Islamic Jihad back in May, and that this system worked pretty good. I mean, basically, what it is it's trucks and other military vehicles which have this missiles attached to it. And they have a radar system. They can detect an incoming rocket within 2.5 to 43 miles away.
So early on, though, they were firing rockets at a low trajectory to get under their system.
Under the system,
I see. And that's why the early rockets did so much damage and killed so many people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what
the control center calculates the location of impact, predicts whether the rocket's going to strike inhabited areas, and then it targets rockets that pose the greatest threat to urban areas and infrastructure, and eventually they sent up an intercept missile to destroy the rocket.
They had thousands of rockets fired from the Palestinians.
It was constant bombardment, right? Right.
But occasionally they're running video on the cable news channels of big buildings burning on the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, and I haven't seen, I think there was a report earlier today about how many people have died in the Gaza Strip since Israel started to retaliate, but I didn't get an update on that number. But clearly that's what's still going on there, and the tricky part is trying to get the hostages out. Reports that there's FBI personnel stationed in Israel trying to locate and identify any Americans who also may be caught up in this. At least 11 American citizens have been confirmed to have been killed in Israel, and an unknown number are probably among the hostages. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I am very late with this, and I apologize, John.
What?
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Happy Columbus Day to you.
Deborah, do you have a part in this?
She's in conference.
Oh, she's in conference. She's collecting the latest news, I guess, from Israel. Well, yeah, you know, I just went out to get the mail. There is no mail. I said, oh, that's right. It's Indigenous Peoples
Day. Oh, is this a federal holiday, really?
Well, I saw a mail truck, though, so I'm confused. I did see a mail guy go by in my neighborhood today, but I don't have any mail, which that happens occasionally.
I thought it was one of those lesser third-tier holidays where, like a Facebook holiday.
No. It definitely was a federal holiday. I think it still is.
Well, I'm not getting holiday pay.
Did it get neutered when they dumped Columbus?
Well, first of all, I think it's just the city of LA or maybe California calls it Indigenous Peoples Day. I don't think federally they've gone with that.
Normal people still call it Columbus Day.
Right.
By the way, speaking of this, I don't want to let the moment pass. Yeah. I thought of this earlier. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. And then I saw Daniel Gus, the independent journalist, send us an email on this. The Democratic Socialists of America had a huge protest in New York supporting the Palestinian terrorists who killed all those Israelis. And this is a reminder that we have three council members here in Los Angeles who belong to the Democratic Socialists of America and got their endorsement. Nithya Raman, Hugo Soto Martinez, Ulises Hernandez, they're always in the news for doing destructive things to L.A. The Democratic Socialists of America are Marxist, communist, anarchists. They have three seats on the city council. The controller, Kenneth Mejia, is also one of them. They're a bad, evil, political mini party that has gotten a lot of territory on city council. And their comrades in New York City and Times Square were making a big ruckus supporting the mass murder yesterday.
They were flashing swastikas and Nazi flags.
I saw that. They were flashing swastikas and Nazi flags. So that is the crowd that Nithya Raman, Hugo Soto Martinez, and Ulises Hernandez runs around with. Good job electing those three. And I know we have 600,000 Jewish people who live in the L.A. area. You should be aware that about 20% of the council belongs to a political party that was... some of the protesters were waving Nazi flags and swastikas.
Oh, it looks like I was wrong. Indigenous Peoples Day is a holiday in the U.S. that celebrates and honors Indigenous American peoples. So it sounds like it is a federal thing.
It's a federal holiday? So so Columbus is not celebrated even federally anymore.
Well, it says some states have chosen to mark the holiday Indigenous Peoples Day to recognize the mistreatment. 16 states still exclusively, though, call it Columbus Day. Mm. Can we take a guess what those states are? Could they be red states? Probably in the South.
In the South, yes.
Here it is. Well, here's a list of states that no longer, of course, California, Delaware dropped the holiday in 2009. Then Maine, New Mexico, Vermont, and D.C. renamed it Indigenous Peoples Day in 2019. So that's it. So what do the rest of them do?
You know who gets really angry with this stuff? Italian-American groups.
Oh, right, because of Columbus.
Yeah, because of Columbus, yeah. That's
they think it's a snub?
Oh, those are fighting words.
All right, I have a proclamation from 2 years ago from the White House. A proclamation on Indigenous Peoples Day 2021.
Joe Buscaiano, former...
This was Joe's first year in office.
Joe Buscaiano, the former councilman. I've seen him give speeches on this. He gets enraged over the Columbus Day snub.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Finds it an insult to Italian Americans.
Yeah.
Insensitive, insulting.
I know. Well, here it is. Indigenous people is not a federal holiday, but 17 states, as well as Washington, D.C., have holidays honoring Native Americans. So... it's technically not, so I guess that's why I did see a postal worker driving around the neighborhood. Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Oh, another note, we have this new research out. We have mentioned this before, but a lot of celebrities and a lot of people have glommed onto diabetes drugs to lose weight. You probably are aware of the products Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus. Well, we have a brand new study out that says you got to be careful. You can lose weight on these drugs. They do help people with diabetes lose about 15% of their body weight. And of course, that's a big factor in with diabetics is also being overweight. It complicates things. But this new study says there can be definite GI side effects. GI stands for gastrointestinal. Inflammation in the pancreas, obstruction of your digestive system. Now, how common these risks are in people that don't have diabetes, they're still trying to weigh this, but they are finding there was 8,500 reports of people with intestinal blockage.
Well, from what I understand, so when you have diabetes, your pancreas is not manufacturing the insulin enough to eat up the sugar, right?
Right.
Insulin eats the sugar up. So what the Ozempic or the other drugs do is they eat the sugar up in place of what the pancreas is supposed to do.
Right.
So you're not storing the sugar anymore because if your body's malfunctioning, the sugar gets stored as fat. And that's why you lose weight because no longer is all that sugar being stored as fat. It's just being metabolized.
Right.
And, you know, some people swear it works great. Some people have side effects, but you are messing with the natural digestive system.
It says here, if you have diabetes and you have other complications like uncontrolled blood sugar, circulation issues, it's probably worth the risk. But they're now saying that if you do not have diabetes, trying to lose a few pounds by taking this drug probably is not worth the risk.
No, the weight loss patients completely hijacked the drug.
They did.
You know, it's supposed to be a way.
It's a big seller.
So you might be able to avoid having to inject insulin for the rest of your life if you can help out the pancreas eat up the sugar. But, you know, as a side effect, they lose weight. So, you know, every other West Side woman is now taking, oodles of Ozempic. And
I don't want an obstructed bowel.
No,
another one is gastroparesis, which is a slower emptying of the stomach into the intestines. Gastroparesis.
I
don't want that either.
I don't like that or the description. Yeah.
I don't like taking any drugs if I can avoid it of any kind.
No,
ever.
No.
All right, we got more coming up. Oh, well, of course, John. It's been a year since the leaked audio of the city councilman, the Kevin DeLeon, Gil Cedillo, and Nery Martinez. Remember that whole? That's
yes.
A year ago.
Yes.
Well, there's an update on the story, including a lawsuit. And Nery Martinez finally spoke. This is a doozy, too, about what she had to say on those recordings. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
I read that interview. She really is an idiot.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4, that after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, and you've missed a lot today, it's the John and Ken on demand podcast. In fact, you ought to listen after 4 o'clock. In the first hour, we talked with Aaron Cohen, a counterterrorism expert and a veteran of Israeli special operations. And he explained what's going to be going on as Israel attacks the Gaza Strip and Hamas.
It tries to free those hostages.
Fascinating. I was ready to enlist by the end of that segment.
Was that right?
I was. I got all wound up and I wanted to go fight somebody.
All right, not to put too fine a point on it. Like when people say that, not to put too fine a point on it.
Put a fine point on it.
It's a mishmash. Columbus Day is still a federal holiday. So the banks were closed today. The Federal Reserve is closed. But isn't this weird? Bank of America, Citibank, and Wells closed their branches, but not Chase and TD Bank. Okay? The New York Stock Exchange remained open. The U.S. Postal Service facilities are closed. L.A. County and city offices, of course, closed. But the courts were open today. But the federal courts were closed. But the county courts were open. Like I told you, a mishmash.
Yeah. Does it matter? Does it depend on whether they celebrated as Columbus or Indigenous Peoples Day?
I don't know whether or not that played a part in this or how it came out. And
I saw thousands of people showed up at the Columbus Day Parade in New York City.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And they called it that?
Yes. Oh, and there's so many Italians in New York. Yeah, the Italian flag colors were
flying. Why don't
we
just call it
everywhere?
Italian Americans Day and give them back a holiday, no?
Well, they want to be recognized for that day.
They want that... Well, yeah, they can get a day, but if they call it Columbus, you step on this third rail. Wow. So, Nuri Martinez, remember that lady?
Yeah.
Well, one of the three city council members who were caught on audio.
Night.
She hasn't said anything since this happened a year ago. Well, she did her first interview with LAist. They turned it into a podcast. There's a few excerpts we need to go over. The one, well, there's several of them I really enjoy.
Well, this interview.
But the one I really, yes, go ahead.
The interviewer is one of these scolding woke holes.
Oh, you know her?
No. I could tell by the questions. I read the transcript. The interview.
I see.
Yeah.
A scolding woke hole.
Yeah.
Well, when she was asked about her comments about the Oaxacan people, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, tan feos, which means they're ugly. Here was her response. I mean, what you should really say is, yeah, that's the way I talk in private. I'm an idiot if you think I'm an idiot. But instead she said, oh my goodness, that's another thing I'll never forgive myself for. That was a horrible, insensitive thing to say. I certainly don't have anything against the Oaxacan community. I feel horrible for having insulted the community. Really?
No, you don't.
You were caught in a very candid moment with your fellow Latino council members. And you thought it was funny to say that.
Yes, they all did.
I don't know what came over me.
Because that's what people do in private. They say all sort of...
Especially politicians.
Yes, they say rude things.
Because they have to police their language more than any of us.
Yes, they say rude things that they think are funny, and their friends think it funny, and everybody does this. If somebody says they don't do it, I don't believe you. I think you're a crazy liar. You want to be self-righteous, holier than thou. You want to have a special exalted status because you don't engage in that sort of thing. Yes, you do. You just have different targets.
That's right. Privately, you engage in this and just admit that. I mean, she tried to explain off the. Remember, she made the comment about Mike
Bonin's child. Yes,
his adopted son. As a black child, that Well, the term I use, which supposedly means literally like a little monkey, that's, no, the one I grew up, it had nothing to do with skin color. It was just behavior. It just meant that somebody plays around a lot, horsing around. That's why
you can't, there's no point doing these interviews. Because this interviewer,
yeah, there is no explaining this away.
It's a scolding woke hole, and they're absolutists, right?
Right.
And there's no alternate meaning. There's no language differential. There's no, hey, it was a private conversation. It was a bad joke. It was blah, blah. You can't, no. They want the death penalty.
And about Gascon, remember on the audio tape, let's not forget the context of this. They were talking about redistricting and how they could get more Latino council members.
Yes.
That's really what they're doing.
Carving up the council districts to give them more Hispanic districts.
More representation.
Yes.
Well, about Gascon, she said, bleep that guy. I'm telling you, he's with the blacks. Now, how do you explain that one away? Well, she said, I walked in there really angry and frustrated. It was a mean and insensitive thing to say, and I didn't mean anything by it. You didn't mean anything by it?
She meant exactly that. That's what she thinks. That's why they were having the meeting. They were having the meeting because they thought that black voters have too much power in the council, that there are too many black council people disproportionate to the population, and that there are not enough Hispanic council people, and they have disproportionately less than they deserve. That's what they think. That's what they were talking about. The purpose of the meeting was try to rectify that imbalance.
And there is an imbalance. But you know what? Probably a lot of Latino people can't or won't vote. So that's the problem there.
Well, the turnout traditionally stinks.
It's very low. Right.
So what they want to do is redraw the districts to make it impossible for a black candidate to win in a majority Hispanic district.
If you've got the population base, then get your people out to vote. That's what you have to do.
All they run on is either their color or their ethnicity. And what do you get out of that, huh? What do you get out of that when nobody is voting whether somebody is smart and cares about the people in their district and makes rational decisions?
I mean, and of course, you said this was a woke hole.
Yeah.
I have always felt that as a Latina, I've never really been given a fair shake by the media. So she has to play the race card. The coverage of these tapes in and of itself says it all. I think there was a deliberate, concerted effort to take snippets of the conversation, put them out to the general public. It doesn't matter if they're snippets. You really think that listening to the entire conversation and its context would have saved you from this? I don't think so.
You know what? Most people weren't angry. Most people just rolled their eyes and says, what a bunch of idiots. Of course, that's what they do. That's what they say. That's what they think. That's what they are. And not just this group. I mean, let's count up. We got another councilman involved in some kind of corruption scandal, right? John Lee. He's getting an ethics. So that's five. There's four going to jail. And then there's the fifth one with an ethics problem. These three got caught up in this stupid tape scandal. That's eight. You have Mike Bonin, who got run out of town. That's nine. I mean, you got the three Democratic Socialist Communists. That's 12. That's the council. We only have 15 members.
So, meanwhile, De Leon and Cedillo filed lawsuits. We're coming up on the one-year deadline, I guess, of all this. The recording did them permanent harm to their reputations and careers. It's an invasion of privacy.
Well, and you know what? It was the LA Times. The LA Times is so obsessed with people's private speech. They bumped down some of the Israeli slaughter on the front page of the website today. Some of the Israeli articles got pushed down off the screen in order to do exclusive coverage of this nonsense.
Well, but you would think that the Times would have been a little reluctant to damage Latino politicians.
Oh, no.
They extol and believe have to have more power.
No, right? But the Latino politicians were insulting black residents, you see. There's a hierarchy.
And Oaxacans.
And Oaxacans, yeah. So. No, there's a hierarchy.
They're acting like right-wing Republicans, right?
Exactly.
So we have to expose them for all that.
It's Latino supremacists or what? I don't know what kind of a name they'd come up with.
So they're suing, of course, the LA County Federation of Labor. That's where these council people were meeting, and I guess the president of that organization was also part of the conversation.
Yeah, look at this. They got four articles. Four articles. on the anniversary of the tape being leaked.
Oh, because that was their big exclusive, so they want to tout it as something we had. We started that story off. But I'm looking at their webpage right now, and it's Israel calls for complete seizure.
Yeah, well, they got pushed down the page because probably not that many people are interested in it.
What's this? Tribal leaders and researchers have mapped the ancient lost suburbs of Los Angeles. What is this?
It's where the Indian tribes lived in the 1500s.
Oh, we're going to give back the land?
Well, that's kind of the idea, yeah.
Is that right? The land that we took from the indigenous people? Well, it is Indigenous Peoples Day. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
No, the LA Times writers want to wipe out all of American civilization and its accomplishments for the last 300 years.
Yeah, we were raiders.
That's right. So all the cities ought to be destroyed. Oh, this is something we should get into when we get a chance. I read an article that the next step for the anti-car is electric cars. They're not enamored with electric cars. They think electric cars cause too much environmental damage.
Well, I had that story last week that apparently it's tire particle pollution is one of the...
That's one of them, yeah.
I remember covering this years ago on the show before electric cars that they did not like. Said one of the most uncovered environmental disasters of the automobile is that the tires shred and pollute the environment. EVs are worse because they're heavier, so they lose more tire particles.
I'm going to find the story. It's in the National Review.
All right, we can do it tomorrow.
That's the next wave, though. Because
Are we left with? The bicycle?
Yes. Yes.
The feet?
And
the bus.
Except the rubber.
Right, but the bus, even if it's electric, is still a...
Because the manufacture of electric cars causes a tremendous amount of environmental damage.
Okay.
So they want society to phase out from fossil fuels to electric cars, and then they'll turn on electric cars and try to force us into bicycles.
Okay. Yes, that's bicycles or your feet or scooters.
And then we're going to run them over.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, they're still trying to come up with newer and better ways to dispose of your dead body. Have you ever heard of green funeral homes? Green. There's a company in Colorado that will do a natural burial. All right, so it says here the burials are done without embalming chemicals or metal caskets. They use biodegradable caskets or shrouds or, in some cases, nothing at all, according to the website. They charge $1,895 for this natural burial. That doesn't count, though, the casket or the cemetery space. And until July, they offered cremations, too. The reason this Colorado funeral home, green funeral home, is in the news is because, wow, there was such a stink coming from it that it says here it seeped from the building in this small Colorado town called Cannon City for days. So police took a closer look and, inside a storage facility, 115 decaying bodies. I guess the guy that ran the funeral home just didn't get around to the burial part.
If you're not going to embalm them and secure them in a casket, then...
They are going to return to nature and decay, but...
You better work fast. Because they'll become a mushy, stinking mess.
It's called the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose, Colorado. The funeral home director, John Halford, tried to conceal the improper storage of the corpses. He claimed he was doing taxidermy at the facility. Taxidermy? He was going to stuff the bodies?
You know what? He's another sicko. All these guys involved in this field, they're weirdos.
Oh, people who deal with dead bodies?
Yeah.
We're glad somebody does the job because, you know, you need someone to properly take care of that.
You remember when we were starting out in Elmira? Did you play on, I forget if it was a volleyball team or a broomball team. Did you do that with us?
I did broomball.
Yeah. Do you remember the two brothers who were funeral home directors?
I vaguely remember them now that you're bringing up their names.
Yes. They really creeped me out.
Hmm.
They kind of looked alike. I don't know if they were twins. I remember shaking their hands and thinking, where are these hands have been, right?
Really cold.
Really cold, but they've been inside dead bodies. And it's like,
But their personalities were strange, too, or they were
they were It's just really deadpan.
Just, that's exactly what you expect from people in this business.
Yeah, just right. Be
completely deadpan.
Right.
Just nothing but
emphasis
on few words.
Few words, and their hands are kind of slimy.
Well, now we got to figure out what to do with the remains of some of these people. Some poor woman lost her husband to lung cancer and pneumonia in August, and it looks like he was. They were going to cremate him, but the ashes were never, they never arrived. So I guess he's probably one of the rotting bodies in there.
Just cremation, I think, is the way to go.
Yeah, and that shouldn't take long.
I was driving past a pretty large cemetery the other day, and I saw, you know, rows and rows of the, there was nobody at the cemetery.
The grave markers.
The grave markers. Yeah, I said, just, but nobody goes. And just looked like a big
waste. Oh, that's a waste of land.
Waste of land, and I don't understand. Why would you go to visit anyway? Nobody wants to.
I see flowers sometimes on the, seems like somebody.
Yeah, once a year somebody sends flowers, but I don't know.
Oh, they don't place them there? They send them to have them delivered there?
I think so, yeah. Didn't see a soul walking on in the cemetery. All right, Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, we'll cover anything that comes out of Israel and Gaza and Hamas and that whole horrible, horrible thing that happened over the weekend. And you can always remember, they're 10 hours ahead because this attack happened in November or in October 10. Yeah. 10. They're
so
10
it's
hours.
It's 2 in the morning there.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
fingers?
1, 2. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then there's a guy climbing the Ferris wheel on the Santa Monica Pier right now.
Oh.
And so everybody who has kids on that Ferris wheel.
You can do that?
Well, you're not supposed to. Supposed to. But everybody who's on that Ferris wheel now has to wait for this idiot to get down before
they... Do you think it's a vagrant?
I believe there's got to be a mind-altering substance involved.
Why don't they spin him off into the ocean?
That's what I said.
Let him go.
Crank it up.
Just let him go flying.
That's right. And then Adam Carolla...
I wouldn't want my kids stuck up
there. You have a contest. How long he holds on, right?
Yes.
Jesus.
I know. So we're trying to figure out what radio station he works for.
Oh, perfect.
And then Adam Carolla's coming on with us at 6:05.
All right.
How about that?
That's kind of cool. Nice little distraction with all the heavy news out there.
All right. Conway is coming
ding dong
up. Crozier has the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.